Oh, hi there. Welcome back to the Lightseeker's Lounge. I'm Annie Love and this is episode 89. Now let me kick off with a quick little life update and then I'll share a pep talk inspired by recent conversation with a client. Apologies if my voice is sounding a little bit scratchy at the moment. I have just had my first ever bout of COVID over the past week. I'm feeling pretty good again now, but my voice isn't quite back to normal as yet. I'm sure it will be very soon. Also, apologies for being MIA from the podcast over the past couple of months. We finally moved into our new home at the end of February, but I found it really hard to properly settle in until we'd fully cleared out everything out of our old house and the property officially settled a few weeks later. The neighbours in our new home are in their final few months of renovation. Well, fingers crossed it's the final few months, we're hoping. So it's pretty noisy here between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. most days, which hasn't exactly been very conducive to podcasting. Anyway, I think it'll be a while until this new home truly feels like home, and the renovations next door are just going to continue for a while. But I've really missed connecting with you here on the podcast. Sometimes we just need to get on with it, right? Without the perfect conditions. So here we are. We're getting on with it. All right, let me dive back in with a quick little solo episode, which has been inspired by a recent conversation I had with a client. Hello, fellow seeker of light, and welcome to the Light Seekers Lounge. I'm Annie Love, and I'm a certified coach for incredible humans who want to build wholehearted businesses. I help them master their mindset, create simple strategies, and take meaningful action towards their goals in a soul-nourishing way that honors their business, their family, and most importantly, themselves. I'm also a wife and a mom to three gorgeous boys. Our parenting journey has been, well, a bit of a roller coaster. And while our family has navigated some pretty tumultuous times, I've learned just how important it is to keep seeking the light and the joy. Even in the midst of darkness, I believe that we can find light on the other side, even if the landscape is different to how we expected it to look. Here in the Light Seekers Lounge, we're going to share stories and conversations about how we create our best life, even when things feel hard. Thank you for being a light seeker with me. I am so glad you're here. Now, let's get on with the show. In a coaching session with a client recently, we had a conversation around a theme that comes up so very often with all of my clients in all sorts of different ways. So I just wanted to chat about it on the podcast. In this particular case, my client was talking about the evenings with small children feeling pretty stressful. And when we talked it through, meal preparation felt like the main sticking point. Now, with both parents working full time, everyone was arriving home at that time of day when every member of the family was feeling tired and hungry, and there was no particular system in place to get dinner happening. So ultimately, it fell to the mum. Every night they were facing the same question, what will we have for dinner? And then scouring the fridge for ideas and ingredients at a time when no one really has the headspace to make it happen. Cue tears, frustration, and resentment. Now, I remember hearing this phrase a while ago, perhaps from the wonderful Lisa Kordoff, who said, you can't read the label from inside the jar. It's at this point I start picturing a person awkwardly squished inside of a jar. But what it means to me is that often we don't know that things can be any different. We're just swimming around in our jar, thinking this is just the way things are meant to be, and we just have to suck it up. It doesn't always feel easy, but we don't have the perspective of someone outside the jar to know otherwise. We go about our lives, brought up with particular beliefs, thoughts, stories, experiences, and conditioning, and just think that's the way life is meant to be done. But What if it was allowed to feel different? And spoiler alert, it totally is. So in the case of my client who's looking at nightly meal preparation, I asked the question, how could the nights feel easier? We brainstormed some ideas like, you know, having a weekly meal planning session with her partner, writing out a big list of all the meals the family likes to eat, getting an external service like HelloFresh to have ingredients on hand a few nights a week, cooking and freezing meals over the weekend, ready for the week ahead, letting the kids eat cereal for dinner, etc., etc. So many options, right? And suddenly, when you're outside the jar, when you're looking at things through a different lens, there are so many more options to just sucking it up and dealing with the frustration night after endless night. Then we can go away with all of those options and experiment and see what works best. The beauty of working with a coach is that is our job to help you look at things from a different perspective, to challenge your thinking. Just a few days later, I had another client agonizing over which technological platform to use for a course that she's launching. She had all sorts of people offering her opinions on which course platform to go with, and her head was exploding. So in that case, she had almost too many options. So we stripped it all back and looked at what was actually important. Did she even need a course platform at all? How can we let this be easy? Sometimes we get up in our heads around how things should look, how things should be, and we make it way more complicated than it needs to be. So where are you doing this in your life? Now, it doesn't mean to say that everything is going to feel easy all the time, right? But if you're feeling any sort of resistance, if things are feeling a bit hard, if you're feeling a bit stuck, use it as a sign. Look at the situation from a slightly different perspective, with curiosity and love, and ask, how can I let this feel easier? And from that place of ease, what's the next step you can take to make it happen? I hope that is like sparked off a couple of little, I don't know, gems in your brain today. I hope that's made you think about things from a different perspective, to look at things with curiosity, think about how things can feel easier in your life. If I can help you to look at things from a new perspective, please reach out and I would love to support you. I hope you have a beautiful week. Sending all the love, and I'll talk to you again soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Light Seekers Lounge podcast. I am so grateful to have you here. If you loved the show, it would mean the world to me if you could hit subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would love to continue the conversation with you, so come on over and join the Light Seekers Lounge Facebook group, or come say hi to me on Instagram at annielove.coach. Talk to you soon.